Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Marazi Shiyichiu, schus Moshe Feshtin, Rasam Moshe Mordechai, Harab Baruch Hertzman Sarah Tzipora, Hasheva Basara Chaya, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Chaya Chaya Befega Bas Michal Yudisbasi, Rabbi Henech Do, Ben Lipsha Esther Tehila, Basara Tzipora Meir, Ben Oliza, Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. Again, we are continuing our series based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagon Hagadol, Hamufla v'Hamufla, our Rebbe Reb David Zitzal, Baruch Hashem, had so many shiurim based on Moreinu v'Rabbeinu's Torah, and it only gets better. As you just get more and more and more. Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, Shema Yisrael, Ateh Uver Hayom Et Hayarden, Lavo L'Reshet Goyim Gedolim V'Atzumim Mimeka Arim Gedolot, ובצורות בשמיים. אומר הפסוק, Listen, O Israel, you are about to pass over the Jordan this day to go and dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to the sky. Rashi, Gedolim ba'atzumim mimeka, Ata atzum, vehem atzumim mimeka. You are strong, they are yet stronger. The Sifsei Chachamim explains that it must be like this. Otherwise, why does it say mimeka? To say gdolim goyim atzumim. What's the mimeka from you? So it must be that you're great. They're just you're strong. They're just stronger. The question is, what's the maila here? What's so great about that? What's so important? They're stronger than you. So what's the nafkamina if they're weak but you're just weaker, or they're strong and you're stronger? At the end of the day, you have to know what it says in Pasuk Gimel. V'yadata hayom ki Hashem Elokecha hu aver lefanecha. Eishelchu ish menu yachanem lefanecha v'rashtem batem maher kasher diber Hashem lach. They should know today because your God is passing before you. He's a consuming fire. He's going to destroy them. He's going to subordinate them before you, and you will dispossess them, and they will be destroyed quickly as God spoke to you. That's the Iker. So what does it matter if you're strong and they're stronger? So the Maharal and the Gurayi discusses this. Pasuk Beis, Am Gadol V'Ram B'nei Anakim, Asher Ata Yedate V'ta Shemata Mi Yis Yitzev L'fnei B'nei Anak. They are a great exalted nation, the sons of giants, that you know and you heard, who can stand before the sons of these giants? So we have a double lashon over here. Atoyadata v'atoshamata. What's the kefil? Atoyadata v'atoshamata. Uv'yoser yikshe k'moshe yikshe rachayim ha-kadosh. Sheim kvar atoyadata. If you already know, what does it matter whether you heard? You know. You already know. You also heard. Not only do you know you heard, what chashivus is there to hearing if you already know? And why the double atah? Should have said atah yadata vishamata. What's atah yadata v'atah shamata? The double atah. Okay, so Shekidarkeinu B'Kodesh, we set it up over here that we have our work cut out for us, and now we'll get to the Mahalach. It would appear as follows: when it says Arm Gedolos Ubitzuras B'Shemayim, Rashi Perak Aleph Pasuk Chavches, and the Pasuk Achenu Emasus Lebevenu Lemur Arm Gedol V'Arm Menorim Gedolos Ubitzuras B'Shemayim V'Gam B'nei Anak Reinu Sham. So, when it says big cities fortify to the sky, it's because Dibro Hakasu Aksuvim Beloshon Havai. This is exaggerated. It's from the Sifri in the Gemara in Chulin 90b. That's Pshat. Tzuris, they're not mamish fortified to the sky. But it's Lashon Havai. However, it says in the name of the Arizal that what does it mean to Tzuris b'shamayim? Some at Sarimaila Shalumas. Their ministers in the heavens are very strong. And that's based on what it says in Shir HaShirim, Rabbah, the Medrash. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does not exact punishment from a nation until he knocks down their sar, their heavenly sar. And what it says in Perek Beis Lamed Aleph Rechi Lo Sites Lefanecha Esichon Ve'etzar Tzarechel Resh. I started giving you Sichon in his land, go and inherit the land. But that it says, Le'achor Malchehem Zikim. The Pasuk, Tehillim, it's talking about Sari Malo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Poirei Me'uma. He doesn't exact punishment from a nation until first he gets their heavenly angel, their ministering angel. And Sichon and Og as well. And they wanted to start up with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, should see that you piled these sar shalem. I knocked off their sar. Shinam reach ilosi teis lefanecha. Look, I started giving him to you, meaning I started with their sar. We have another source for this in the book of Amos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tet. Ma shekatuv shem bapasuk, v'anochi yishmadeti et amorim mipneihem. Asher kegova arazin gavho, v'chason hu ka'alonim, v'ashmid piryo mimal, v'sherashav mitachat. Rashi there says, what does it mean, ashmid, talking about the Amori? I destroyed the Amori before you, that's strong like cedar, and like an alon tree, it's powerful and as an alon tree. How do you translate alon? Maybe oak? And I will destroy its fruit from above, and its roots from below. What does it mean? Vashmid pilyo mimal, the fruit from above. It's talking about the sarim elyonim. V'ayin shem b'divrei ha-malbim. So it emerges that in order to be victorious, befrat on the Amori, who is kegova arazim gavho, in other words, they're very, very strong. The Sari Mal are very strong. And it's Chasonu Kalonim, in other words, they're strong down here as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to do something against their Sari Mal, their heavenly angels, their heavenly hosts, their representative up in Shemayim. And on this, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, even though they have Sari Matsum and Bashamayim, they're very powerful. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, don't worry about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu can take care of them. Yadata Hayom, you should know that Hashem is powerful and he has them in his back pocket. You don't have to worry. According to this, it would appear that normally when one nation is stronger than another nation, this means that its root and the Sari Maila is stronger. And since they're stronger up above, they're also stronger down below. However, there's a type of Gvura that's not relative to others, but rather it is a Gvura Shebilti Menutzachat. It is an undefeatable power. In other words, its Shoresh is in Sarav Melamala. Its roots are in the sarim above, such that it can't lose. It independently can lose. It's not just relative to others. It just independently can lose. וזהו שדגיש הכתוב, שאם אתם גיבורים, ומכל מקום הוא גיבור מכם, הרי פירוש הדבר שהוא בשיא הגבורה, אנו שלא רק יחסית עליכם, שריו גדולים משלכם מגבורה וחוזק, אלא שמצד עצמו מציאותו הוא שבלתי מנוצח הוא. That's what the pasuk is emphasizing, that if you're strong and he's stronger than you, this means that he is at the zenith of Gvura. In other words, not only relative to you, but independently, he is extremely powerful and undefeatable. And not only from you. And that's why we need a special emphasis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to defeat them. The only way to defeat them is God. Because you're concerned, you have no chance. They are just an undefeatable, like Lahavdil, a few hundred million Havdalos, the American Olympic basketball team back in the day, the Chavez State, Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and all the Chevra over there. Who's going to beat them? A bunch of guys from Croatia? A few Chinese guys. Who's going to beat them? Nobody. So Lahavdil, of Havdalos, from obviously that's the world of Chol. In our world of Kodesh, we're explaining here that this nation, when it says they're Tzuris B'Shamayim, meaning it's not just that they're relatively better, they're just in a different category, they're in a different league, and therefore you got no chance. And the only way you're going to beat them is with Hashem. And that's what it says in Pasuk Beis, Am Gadol V'Ram B'nei Anakim Asher Ata Yadata Ve'Ata Shamata Mit Yatzev L'fnei B'nei Anak. What does Yadata mean? Hametziut HaTevit B'yachatz She'beinchem L'veinam She'efshar L'tyatzev Negdam. First of all, there's the Ata Yadata. You know. What do you mean you know? You know in the natural Metzius, in the relationship between you and them, you can't beat them. But there's also Ata Shamata, which isn't natural knowledge. It isn't like knowledge of Torah HaLechima, of waging war. Rather, you have a Havana, you have a Kabbalah, which you learn via Yisodei Habriya. And that's what it means, Shema Yisrael, Targum says, Kabbal Yisrael. You have this Kabbalah. But since they're B'nai Anak, so they're also, their Sarei Mala are also indefeatable. Undefeatable. Say indomitable. I guess undefeatable. So therefore, Pasuk continues. It says, Atashmata miyis yatsev lefnei b'nei anak. Can't even stand before them. That's why it's doubled up. Not only are they just stronger than you, but they're in a different league. They're up there in Shamayim. They whoop you. Excuse the expression. Never doesn't say atayodata vishamata, because we're talking about two different types of knowledge. One is what you know, what you understand, what's rational, what's here, down here. That's one sug. And there's another category of shemiya, which is what you heard about, which is a different category of knowledge. And so you know and you heard who's going to stand before them. And then this it says in Pasuk Yimol, ah, 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 it says Pasuk Yimol, V'yadata yom ki Hashem Elokecha over lefanecha ishocha hu yashmidem hu yachinim lefanecha v'rashtam v'adatam aher kasher diber Hashem lach. You should know today, because God is passing before you. He's a consuming fire. He is going to destroy them. He is going to subordinate them before you. And you should displace them. And you will displace them and you will destroy them quickly as God spoke to you. The Ashech HaKadosh asks, and what it says, Eish Eichla, that Hashem is a consuming fire. God didn't burn them. He just made them subordinate to the Jewish people. So what's pshat that you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're an Eish Eichla? However, what the Pasuk is telling us is, Hu Yashmideim Behu Yachniyim. Yashmideim is their Sarei Maila. Their Umm is going to be Batal. When Maila, they're going to have no more Sarei. And on that it says, Eish Eichla. This Hashmada, which is Ruchnis, is Be'esh Shel Maila. So we're not talking about down here, we're talking about up there. Hu Yashmideim. What's the Yashmideim? The Aish. Up there, that's how you fight. You fight fire with fire. Angels are Aish. God's Aish is much stronger. Angels are called Sraphim, Lashon Soref. In Klapei Mata, it says, Hu Yachniyem Lefanecha. Like the Ramban writes, that Yachniyem is a Lashon of Shiflus. Negate Inyan Shel Atayadata. Shekanala Kavana Klapei Melchama Shel Mata. Shitavar Nosaf. The Yachniyem is vis-a-vis the Tayadata, what's going on down here. And that's what it says in the Medrash Shir HaShirim. That it says in the Pasuk, Lesor Machem Zikim, to tie up their kings with shackles. That's talking about the Sarei Maila. That's talking about the heavenly hosts. And that it says, V'nichudem Chavlei Barzel, that's talking about the Sarei Mata. It's talking about the lower ministers. And in that it says, V'yashmidem al Sarei Maila, V'yachniyem. No. Not like they're stronger than you. You're going to be stronger than them. And you're going to beat their Sarei Mata also. You're going to beat them up above. You're going to beat them down below. And we can also answer the Kasha, the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh has so many good questions. What does it mean, V'adata Hayom? How are you going to know today? You're going to know when you get in there. How do you know today? So maybe it's klapei mashkasa b'ato shamata. What's the shamata? That you know b'yisodas habriya. You know the secrets of creation. You have a shmia that you can't beat them. And on that it says, v'yadata ayom. You're going to know today. Just like you know with Shmia. What do you know with Shmia? You know with Shmia, with the Solus of the Bria, that's the Pasuk. You know that they're unbeatable with Shmia. But still, V'yadata Hayom, still in the realm of Yediyah, which is what's going on down here, we explain. You also know that God can take care of them. Not only is God going to take care of them up there, but God is going to defeat them down here. And you already know that today. It's Yediyah Mamish, Al Pi Hashem. Since Hashem has spoken to you, you're ready, your Mamish is going to know today. And even in a revealed way, it's not only something that's like hidden in Sodas Habriya, but even in a revealed way, you know that you're going to defeat them. Hu Yashmidem. It looks like you can't beat them, but you really can. And again, you're already going to know that today, as Hashem told you. Even though they look like they can't be beaten, but they can. Or we can explain Atayadata ve'atashamata by first bringing Pasuk Aleph, Lavol Reshes Goyim Gedolim Batsumi Mimeka, Arim Gedolos Uvitsuras B'Shamayim. There are two things that are stopping us from capturing Eretz Yisrael. One is they're Goyim Gedolim Batsumi Mimeka, they're bigger and stronger Goyim from you. And number two, that they have Arim Gedolos Uvitsuras B'Shamayim. They have big cities that are fortified till the sky. The fact that they're going Gedolim Atzumim Mimeka is that they have the koach to beat you in war. And that they have these fortified cities to the sky, even if they don't defeat you, nevertheless, you cannot capture their cities because they're fortified to the sky. Like Rashi says in Chukas, the Gabi Sichon V'Cheshbon, that if Cheshbon was Malei, Yatu Shemen Kol Adam Yechol L'Cheshbo, L'Kavsha, sham. means that even if Cheshbon, but it says in the pasuk, the laws on Sichon is Yisrael abor begvulah. Sichon didn't let the Jews pass through its gvul. Yisrael was called to cry Yisrael midbar. Yavo yatzav yilachem b'Yisrael and waged war against the Jewish people. So Rashi there says, even if Cheshbon had been full of people as puny as gnats, like Yatushim, like mosquitoes, no human being could have captured. If Sichon had resided in a weak village, then no human being could have overcome him. How much more so is he invincible when he dwelt in Cheshbon? Therefore, Hashem said, why should I trouble my children to all this extent to besiege the city? So therefore, he put in their hearts to go out into battle. And there was a happy ending for us. Next pasuk, Vayikra Yisrael lefi charev. Al kol panim, it's pashut that if Cheshbon was filled with Yatushim, they couldn't defeat everybody. But the point is that it was not capturable. And that's what it means over here. Am gedolos ubitzuros b'shamayim, that it just can't be captured. And that it said in Pasuk Beis, another two reasons that there are that they are as in the same gather as we see in Pasuk Aleph. Number one, Am Gadol V'Ram Kanakim. But the very fact that they are big and strong like giants, they can destroy anybody who's not Anakim. And also, since they're Anakim, So there are two things over here. Number one, that they're big and strong, and therefore they can destroy anybody who's not as big and strong as them. And also that you can't beat them. If you're not a Ben Anak, and like we see this by Harig of Og, by Moshe, it was only you needed a special miracle, Brachos 54a. Otherwise you can't kill him and thereby subordinate him, lower him, machnia him. You know, and you heard, who can stand before the sons of the giant? So as far as the Hachna is concerned, beating them, defeating them, Atayadata, you know that there's no room for this if someone isn't a Bnei Anak. We said before that there are two inyanim over here, right? There's one is defeating them, and the other one is that they're going to defeat everybody else. So the ataya data is that you know that you can't beat them because they're b'nei anak. If you're not a b'nei anak, you can't beat them. And then there's the other inyan that they're going to defeat you. They defeat anybody who's not a b'nei anak. That's also again what we saw in the earlier pasuk. Lavola reshes goyim gedolim atzumim imeka. The gedolim atzumim imeka means that they can beat you, and aram gedolos v'tzuros b'shamayim means you can't beat them. You can't capture them. So these are the two inyanim we're dealing with here. So the ataya data means you can't beat them, and ataya shamata that he's going to beat you. The other thing is that he's powerful. He's going to beat you. That's a tashamata. You heard about their great victories. That's the atashamata. That they're undefeatable. That's you know. Because they're b'nei anak. And that they defeat others. Zeata shamata, that you heard about. You heard about their power, their victories. And that's the two atas it says in the pasuk. Ataya data ve'ata shamata. So I'm at two different things. One is your yediya, that you know that you can't beat them. And B is your shmiya, that you heard about how they beat everybody else. And therefore, mi yaseif lefnei b'nei anak. You can't stand before them because A, there's no, not going to help. You can't beat them. And B, they're going to beat you. And that's the mi yaseif because of the ataya dat and the atashamata. And that it says in Pasuk Gimel Gevaldik, V'yadata yom ki Hashem Elokecha over lefanecha eish ochla, hu yash mnei v'chenei v'fanecha, v'ashem v'atem v'yak asher di v'ashem lach. So corresponding to the two reasons that you can't win, in Pesukim Aleph and Beis, A, that they're going to destroy you, and B, that you can't beat them. So here it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu yash mideim. They're not going to destroy you. You're going to destroy who? Hashem's going to destroy them. He's going to subordinate them. And not that you're not going to have the opportunity to subordinate them. The Yashmideim is Kenege that they distribute everybody else. And the Achneim is Kenege that nobody can beat them. He says, no. Hu Yashmideim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy them. They're not going to destroy you. Hu Yachniyim. Not that you can't beat them, you can't subordinate them. You can. It's not that they're undefeatable, they're defeatable. They're going to be defeated. So not only are they going to be destroyed instead of destroying, they're going to be defeated instead of defeating others. And Memela, v'horashtim v'avadatam ayar kasher diber Hashem lach. What's the horashtim? That's the kibush, that's the achna, that's the... We're going to capture them. And that's connected to Huyachniyim. He's going to subordinate them. He's going to subjugate them. He's going to lower them. And then what's the Havadatem? It's Milashin destroying. Yibud. And therefore, Varashtem Havadatem Aher Kasher Diber Hashem Lach. They're going to be displaced. They're going to be captured. And they're going to be lowered, right? That's number one. Vadatam, they're going to be destroyed, as Hashem spoke to you. So that's Mamish Gvaldik, Baruch Hashem, for Dalakashis. And this is so important, even not this specific parsha as much as the specific parsha is also extremely important. Every parsha is important. But just an approach to learning Chumash. You can dive in every single word, understand how it all fits in. And to leave no stone unturned. That's our goal on these shiurim. So I thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for much, 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 much more. If God gives us life and health and the financial means to do so, that'd be just beyond awesome. So thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.